This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up next segment, here's a Key Greg Reese report. Please share it. This big Roger Stone news.
The FDA has allowed nanoparticles into the food supply under the generally recognized as safe provision because they claim that they are no more dangerous than their larger counterparts. Titanium is generally safe, therefore nanotitanium must be safe. But they also admit that known materials can exhibit new or altered physicochemical properties at nanoscale dimensions, including unknown safety hazards that they will continue to monitor for. In other words, the human trials for consumable nanotechnology is currently happening in the public without their knowledge. Nanoparticles can be absorbed into our immune defense system and into our bloodstream. And just like the FDA admits, materials at the nanoscale can cause unknown changes in a person's biological system. Animal studies have proven that nanoparticles are changing the way our bodies absorb certain minerals, such as iron. FDA chemist Timothy Duncan wrote that nanotechnology in the food supply is being held back because the food supply industry is afraid of public backlash, and argues that nanotechnology will somehow make food healthier. The FDA is far more concerned with pushing more of these experimental nanoparticles into the food supply than they are with safety. Like they said about giving the dangerous experimental vaccines to your kids. We're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is until we start giving it. At least 20 products are adding laboratory-made nanoparticles into the ingredients, and they are getting ready to coat bananas in new nanotech. But companies are not required to disclose nano-sized ingredients, so we don't know how prevalent it is. Along with being a proponent of population reduction, forced vaccinations, and genetically modified foods, Bill Gates is also the biggest private farm owner in America. Does anyone doubt for a second that Bill Gates is allowing this dangerous nanotech the FDA is pushing for into America's food supply? In related news, 10 out of the 19 states in which Bill Gates owns farmland, along with at least another 10, have recently made it legal to dispose of human bodies into the municipal water supply, allowing human remains to be added into biosolid sourced fertilizer. It's called alkaline hydrolysis and is referred to in pop culture as being very, very green. Spiritual leaders have strongly objected to alkaline hydrolysis because they say it is disrespectful to the human body, the vessel of a divine soul. And it's understandable why they say this. In alkaline hydrolysis, the human body is liquefied with lye and poured down the sewer to mix in with the community's excrement. And if that weren't bad enough, this biosludge is then collected from municipal water treatment plants and used as so-called fertilizer on factory farms. The official excuse is that it saves the government money for expensive toxic waste disposal. Meanwhile, we are all being sold food that has been grown with a toxic biosludge made up of human remains and excrement, which is then loaded with new and strange nanotechnology. Interestingly, the dystopian movie Soylent Green took place in 2022.
They're making our food out of people. The next thing they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them. You gotta tell them.
Promise, Tiger. I promise. I'll tell the exchange.
You tell everybody. Listen to me, Hatcher. You gotta tell them. Soylent Green is people!
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
That is such an incredibly important report, and it's at band.video while the site's still up. The Greg Reese section on the left-hand side, click on it. Remember, only way we reach new people is the millions couple million people conservatively are watching and listening on radio and on satellite for TV and on Infowars.com/show. So I need you to take that link now on your email, your text message, your Facebook or Twitter, and share it and say, the real revolution is InfoWar. I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022, and that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, in the last year, there have been thousands of news articles conservatively saying arrest Roger Stone and Alex Jones for planning the attack, which was a million people in D.C. And a few thousand that got waved in by the police and a few hundred that did wrongfully attack the Capitol Police. And it was a bad riot, and some people got hurt and died, and it's terrible, and we're against it. Whether it was the cops getting beat up and hurt or whether it was actually Babbitt, it was horrible. But if you go back to 6 months and months ago, to August of last year, exclusive, FBI finds scant evidence U.S. Capitol attack was coordinated. And it goes on to have a senior FBI group in the Justice Department says they found nothing that Trump, Jones, or Stone coordinated or were involved in the attack. No, we were sitting there with our mouths hanging open. If anything, Trump didn't act quick enough to, you know, to say shut it down. I was there. As soon as I got there, in the middle of it, I was bullhorning and saying stop, and got a lot of people not to go in. So Roger Stone is now battling COVID, but it was on fire yesterday when I talked to him yesterday afternoon. So I begged him to come on today, and I appreciate him coming on. He has some big announcements, and I got to say, just for survival, I've got to join him, because I let him call me a Russian agent. I got spit on and coffee thrown on me and tea and stuff, and my kids attacked at school. She called me a Russian agent, because that was bad enough. But now these publications are saying the same thing, that, oh, Jones is definitely involved. Jones is running it. So I have a team of three lawyers here, separate ones from my other cases we've got here. They're drawing up the lawsuits right now as well. We learned Roger is simultaneously, because we got to get him into court and show people you're not going to just sit up here and say that I wanted to go burn up or blow up the Capitol and go to a supermax prison and destroy the country. Why the hell would I want to do that? We had peaceful rallies all over the country and in D.C. Our event got hijacked. I'm pissed. I want to find out who was involved. We're trying to dig into all that right now, and it looks like a mix of provocateurs and feds and actual idiots that wanted a violent revolution. But Roger Stone joins us to talk about who he is going after here today. Roger Stone, thank you so much for joining us.
Alex or Small, it's great to be here. And I guess right off the bat, I want to thank the thousands of people around the country who have been praying for my recovery in what turned out to be a much more difficult struggle with COVID-19 than I had expected. It is only by following a strict regimen of ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and a vitamin regimen including vitamin C, D, Quercetin, zinc particularly, and others, and for the help of some truly, truly gutsy, courageous doctors, that I can finally tell you that I am back to work and feeling normal again. This is truly horrific, and I had all of the worst symptoms, the fevers, the sweats, the cough, the congestion, the body aches, the mental fog. Tony Fauci and his red Chinese comrades do a superb job in the formulation of this bioweapon. Thanks to George, to those who prayed for me, and thanks to Jesus Christ, I'm back on my feet and I'm ready to get back in the battle. It was most, I guess, impressive to me is that I have new respect for Joe Rogan, who has had enormous courage of stepping forward and defending himself, knowing that the corporate media types would try to crush him as he speaks the truth about this virus, where it comes from, and how it can be treated successfully. I have new respect for Joe. I really do.
So you're saying, you know, I mean, obviously we talked about with doctors kind of this formula of success. Rogan expanded it and helped get it out to billions of people, and that's helped save a lot of lives. Absolutely. And he knew they'd come after him, but he did it. I told people a year and a half ago, Joe is awake. He's going to come after him. And I told you, folks, and he did it.
Look, I don't know that all of his politics agree with all of mine, but on this issue, as well, of course, as on the issue of cannabis legalization, I totally agree with him. What he did was very courageous. He knew they'd go after him. He knew they'd try to shut him down. But he did what was right. I honestly think this man saved thousands and thousands and thousands of lives.
I think a little more than that. I think this show saved hundreds of thousands or millions. He probably saved tens of millions. So Roger, let's kick off here. You got a lot to say about Trump next segment. I know we want to keep away. You got your energy because you can barely talk the last few days.
I learned a lot during the time that I was sick. I learned that yet again, there are irresponsible elements in the fake news media who are recycling this notion that I had either advance notice or some involvement in the illegal acts of January 6th. I spoke at two legally permitted events on January 6th. I did have a voluntary security detail from the Oath Keepers, as did all of the other speakers at that conference. They were courtesy of those running the legally permitted events. The fact that I came in contact with these individuals proves nothing. The claim by, let us take one right off the top, Bill Palmer at the Palmer Report. Mr. Palmer is going to be sued for $10 million defamation in the California courts. If he thinks this is a joke, if he thinks I won't do it, he's wrong. See you in court, Bill. Bring your checkbook. In your case, I have so many counts of defamation, the number will probably end up being much larger. Because you haven't been cautious. You haven't speculated that Roger Stone's a Russian spy, which, of course, also would make it not true. But as senior FBI officials confirm to the Reuters News Service, the FBI found no evidence whatsoever that Roger Stone or Alex Jones was involved in a conspiracy to commit any illegal act on January 6th. So, Mr. Palmer, it's your turn. Produce your proof to the contrary. Produce your witnesses to the contrary. There are none. You're going to be writing a huge check, Mr. Palmer. I, for one, can't wait. While I'm at it, however, there's a miscreant at CNN, a former prosecutor named Jennifer Rogers. She says that DOJ appears to have Roger Stone in their sights. Okay, Jennifer, you're going to have your chance in the courtroom to prove that, because, in fact, they have proven that there's no thing against me. I'm coming after you. You say I need a pardon. I say you're going to need plastic surgery with a mug like that. But you're going to be writing a check. I've reached my saturation point, Alex. It's time to fight back. So let me put any journalist who wants to go step up right on notice. If you accuse me of being involved in any illegal activity on January 1st, 6th in Washington, D.C., you will be met with a lawsuit. If in the past you have accused me of being a Russian traitor, you will also be faced with a lawsuit. So lawyer up, liberals. I'm not turning the other cheek. I'm coming for you in a court of law.
Roger, we're going to go to break and come back and talk more about this and where this is going. And for a lot of our listeners, they say, Alex, we know you guys didn't attack the Capitol. We know we're tired of it. But the Democrats are running on January 6th and saying all their opposition are terrorists and literally trying to say we're kingpin mastermind terrorists. People need to know that this is a serious issue. And Tucker Carlson gets it. So many other people get this now, Tulsi Gabbard, that this is a big issue. Even Mitch McConnell says they're trying to brand the Republican Party as terrorist and run on that. So this is a big, big problem. We need to stand up to this.
You're absolutely right. Let's hit it on the other side, because I think it's time to go on offense. I'm tired of being a punching bag. Adam Schiff's a perfect example. He changed testimony in the January 6th. He needs to be expelled from the House, and he needs to be referred for prosecution. In the next Congress, he will be, if he's even there.
Thank you for those points. We'll be right back with Roger Stone. Roger, what's the best website for people to find out all everything you're doing?
StoneDefenseFund.com is the place I need help. These lawsuits I'm going to file cost money.
And we've got to
my
do it.
My coffers are bare just defending myself.
But you got to do it. You got to do it. We're in a war, folks. Please support Roger. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%. But now, airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
To Roger about a week ago, and he could barely talk. He said, "Man, I really hope I make it. I've never been this sick." I said, "I know. I got Delta. That's probably what he got. There's Delta and Omicron going around. And it felt like a gorilla was on my chest for 2 weeks. Almost killed my dad. My dad has bounced back 90%, but mentally, he's still not where he was. So we're just glad Roger didn't die. This is a very serious bioweapon. They scanned it 2 years ago. And they knew it was a bioweapon. Fauci made it. That's all come out in court. That's a whole other subject. I want to hit a little bit in the next segment if Roger has the energy. But he's definitely fired up, even though he's gasping for air. And I understand the feeling. So we appreciate your toughness, Roger. But just pulling back here, imagine calling his Russian agents and getting away with it. And now they're saying we wanted to attack the Capitol with absolutely no evidence. Shouldn't we talk about, and you probably want to correct the record, didn't you give two speeches on January 5th, and then no speeches on the 6th, or maybe you did. I just remember we couldn't get to the crowd. There was a million people outside the hotel. It took me almost an hour or more to get there through the crowd. It was hellish. And you just said, screw this, it's not safe, I'm staying back. That's what I remember our conversation was. And then the Secret Service came to get you to take us to the Capitol, just like they did me. And you've got photos, by the way, that you say you're going to release in court now. Of those Secret Service, because you wanted proof indeed it was them, because you knew Secret Service doesn't do that type of thing. So, for the record, tell folks what really happened on January 6th.
It'd be very hard for me to say, because, of course, I wasn't on the Ellipse, did not march.
No, I meant with you. You were just, yeah.
I spoke at two legally permitted events on the 5th. One at the Supreme Court building, in front of the Supreme Court building, sponsored by Virginia Women for Trump. It was a legally permitted event. You can see video of my comments. At no time did I call for lawlessness or violence or anything of the kind. I did call for a 10-day delay in the voting of the electoral votes. Listen carefully, Democrats. That's called constitutionally protected free speech. That's political activity. The right to assemble is also guaranteed by the Constitution. We have an absolute right to question the results of the election. It's constitutionally protected free speech. I spoke that evening at Freedom Plaza to an enormous crowd. I know you spoke that night as well. I posted that speech at YouTube. YouTube has now chosen to remove that speech from my YouTube feed. Why? I have other copies of it. It proves that at no time did I make any inappropriate remark calling for violence or insurrection or...
And by the way, let me just add, they're pulling my speech at the Capitol trying to stop the violence everywhere because they don't want the truth out there.
It is absolutely true. As far as January 6th is concerned, I went out in front of my hotel, still on the hotel grounds in the morning. The vermin at ABC News, these people are not journalists. They are the lowliest propagandists I've met in 40 years in American politics. Use a technique of guilt by association. Oh, Stone was identified with this man who was later arrested for trespassing. Hey, ABC, that proves nothing. You're getting sued, too. Get online. But beyond that, I returned to my hotel room, and I was there for the rest of the day until I left at around 4 o'clock. If there was a war room in the Willard Hotel, I am unaware of it. I was in my room. I was in a room that you were using as a studio where I came by to just shake hands and meet General Flynn. and we had a brief but social conversation. No, we didn't discuss any illegal activities at the Capitol planned for the next day. And I was in the lobby. Those are the only rooms that I was in. So journalists write that Roger Stone was in a war room in the Willard, and you're going to get slapped with a defamation suit very quickly.
And let's go forward with this. Bannon calls his show The War Room, named after your previous show here with Owen. And he had a show called War Room. You and Bannon are not buddies. And I see all over the news that, oh, Stone was in a war room plotting with Bannon. They don't even check basic facts. It's like saying Batman and the Joker are hanging out.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't be in the same room with Steve Bannon. And it wouldn't really be dangerous because you'd smell him long before you got there.
Well, I don't want to infight here. My point is you guys weren't working together on January 5th or 6th.
There's no infight. There is no infight. He perjured himself at my trial. He told the House Intelligence Committee under oath that he and I never spoke about WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, or the WikiLeaks data. And he told the grand jury in my trial the direct opposite. That's called perjury. He will be held to account for
all
it.
All I'm saying is you weren't in a secret plan with Bannon.
It's not some minor political squabble.
I got it.
To weigh for seven to nine. So, Alex, men have to choose. You're on one side or you're on the other. It's not where I want to get off here.
No, I hear you. The point is, you were not in a secret conspiracy with Steve Bannon to attack the Capitol.
Now there's an understatement. Here, by the way, is a little historical fact that I think your listeners might need to know. Today is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. What people don't know is that upon the murder of King, every politician aspiring to be president headed to Atlanta to get a photo op with Coretta King, Teddy Kennedy, Senator Eugene McCarthy, Bobby Kennedy, Dick Clark, Frank Church, and others. One man asked to see Coretta King privately. That was former President Richard Nixon. He flew to Atlanta and got a private audience with Coretta King, in which he gave her an envelope with a check that paid for the entire college educations of all of her remaining children. He also did not want that information publicly released. Richard Milhouse Nixon. No press, he insisted. He wanted no press. He then marched to the Capitol with Wilt Chamberlain and went to the cemetery where Dr. King was buried. Richard Nixon wasn't looking for political benefit. He had had a very close relationship with Dr. King because the two of them worked closely together against Lyndon Johnson, that great Democrat, to pass the 1958 Civil Rights Act. So today, as remember a great Republican, Dr. Martin Luther King, we should remember that quiet act of empathy and compassion from Richard Nixon.
Absolutely. And we can, for TV viewers, amazing footage from that famous I Have a Dream speech. It wasn't terrorism when he got hundreds of thousands of people or more to march there for Voting Rights Act and for civil rights. And it wasn't terror when we wanted to have the investigation of what was really happening with the election, as Democrats had asked for 4 years before, that's in the Constitution. So the idea they're trying to demonize speech and rallies and marches is wrong. The people in D.C. letting the government know that they're the majority and what they want is a good thing. Right, Roger?
Absolutely true. Those who say questioning the election results is treason need to look at their own actions when they got beat by George W. Bush. Everything they're accusing us of is exactly what they did. So the hypocrisy, I think, is not lost on the American
people. Roger, I want to hit a few other issues with you. You've got the energy when we come back. There's so much to talk about with Roger Stone. Stay with us. Three very important life-saving words. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we are going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller and it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your vitamin mineral fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Me off, you say that I supported Donald Trump because I got money. All I got was lawsuits and deplatformed and lost money and almost got shut down supporting Donald Trump. But I supported him because he was getting us out of the UN, controlling the border, standing up to China, getting businesses back in America. He did such a great job the first few years, but he got obsessed with Russiagate and defending himself, which I guess he had to do. And then it just got worse from there on out. And now the support of this poison vaccine, the rest of it. So I was talking to Roger yesterday, who really likes the president, respects him. But, you know, behind the scenes say, yeah, I wish he'd do better here or there. I've really never heard Roger so upset as he was with Trump yesterday. And I said, well, you talk about this on air? And he said, well, yeah, I mean, I'll talk about most of it. But we're really just worried about Trump. And let's just say this. He's not aging well. I don't mean physically. I mean, he's not going in a good direction. Now, we got on him a little bit, and the public did, about quit pushing these shots. And his speeches, he shut up about those. Now he's talking about Ray Epps and provocateurs on January 6th and false flags. So that's good. We want Trump to be successful. We want Trump to be a leader. We want him to be the big kingmaker that helps get other key Republicans elected around the country. But if he starts, because whoever's advising him, bringing in some really bad Republicans and refilling the swamp with alligators and with water moccasins and with rattlesnakes, well, then doesn't mean that we don't like the, you know, a lot of the good things he's done, but we have to morally come out against it. So Roger is here to respectfully take President Trump, who is, I believe, the real president, had the election stolen from him, to the woodshed. Because no matter how good a lot of the stuff he's doing, we have to speak out against what we're really concerned about. So, Roger, thanks for being here today, and please tell us as much as you can.
Well, Alex, let me be as clear as I can. I love Donald Trump. The man saved my life. I first wanted him to run for president as early as 1988. Then again in 2000. Then again in 2012, then again in 2016. I saw in him something I still see, an enormous amount of courage, a brawler, a guy who's not afraid of a fight, a guy who will call it exactly as it is, who won't mince words. I disagreed vehemently with his advocacy of this vaccination. I chose not to take it. No, I don't think I was ill because I didn't take it. I think I was ill because I wisely didn't take it, not because I did take it. I thank the good Lord that I'm here to talk about it. What perplexes me are some of his endorsements. He endorsed Congress Mario Diaz-Balart of Miami. Donald Trump wouldn't know Mario Diaz-Balart from the Frito Bandito. He has an undistinguished career in Congress, but here's one thing you can say for certain. He never voted for Donald Trump in a Republican primary. Or then there's Congressman Vern Buchanan of Florida. As a member of Congress, Vern has gotten multi-million-dollar personal loans from foreign governments. He has also voted to keep us in the Paris Climate Accords, voted for the J6 committee. Vern Buchanan would steal a hot stove. He's not a Trump Republican. He's not an America First Republican. While there's so many good Republicans like Tom Norton of Michigan in the 2nd District running for Congress who truly deserve the president's endorsement, why is the president wasting his firepower on Vern Buchanan? The woman he's endorsed in Wyoming won against Liz Cheney. She led the floor operation for Ted Cruz and John Kasich to try to de-seat the Trump delegates at the 2016 convention. This woman is not a Trump supporter. She's an enemy. Why would the president endorse an enemy? These things just make very, very little sense to me. I know a lot about Donald Trump, probably more than most. I've known him 40 years. I know how he thinks. He's one of the smartest men I know, yet he continues to support those who bear him ill will. The Republican National Committee raised $2 billion. Do you know how much of that money went to election integrity or examining the results of the election? Zero. None. Nada. Why did General Michael Flynn and Patrick Byrne and others have to go out and raise the money for an extraordinarily well-done audit done by Jovan Pulitzer, easily one of the most intelligent scientists I have ever met? when that money should have come from the Republican National Committee. So here, today, now, I appeal to anybody who's listening. Find me someone who's given a sizable contribution to the Republican National Committee so we can file a lawsuit for a full audit of all funds, soft and hard. Let's see who got the money. Because the money did not go to helping elect Donald Trump. And therein lies the pity.
Why is Trump always surrounding himself with his enemies? And why is he endorsing so many bad people? Because, he just has bad advisors?
It's a question I wish I could answer, Alex. I don't until I see him, and I will have an opportunity to see him directly. But let's take Anna Paulina Luna. There is no such person. Anna Paulina Luna is not Hispanic. She ran for Congress using a picture of her with an assault weapon wearing military fatigues. And she said, quote, "Until you have spilled blood for this country, you can't understand the fight for freedom." Anna Paulina Luna never served in combat, and her stint in the Air Force was not 16 years. It was 6 months.
So she should replace Senator Blumenthal's Senate seat.
Yeah, I know. She would be perfect with Luna. By the way, in Florida, it is specifically a felony to raise money wearing a uniform. This woman never saw combat. She never served her country in combat. She is not Hispanic. Big, big, big future news coming about her.
Well, she is attractive. What is she?
Say it again, please.
She is attractive. If she's not Hispanic, what is she?
Well, it's an excellent question. Her last name is Meyerhofer. That's her real name. It's on her driver's license. She is not Hispanic. Don't confuse her with Luna Lopez running for Congress in the Jacksonville district.
Oh, so was that Luna Lopez we had up on there?
Yeah, perhaps. No, that was Anna Paulina Meyerhofer, Boesberger, Meyerowitz, or whatever
her
real name is. Not Hispanic. Luna Lopez is running against Congressman John Rutherford, easily the single most attractive woman I've ever seen in my life. And, of course, that's a political judgment by which I say that. Rutherford's a rhino. Luna Lopez deserves his endorsement. I doubt that he will get it, that she will get it. There is the woman who claims to be a military combat veteran. There's a woman who says, quote, "Until you spill blood for your country, you can't understand the fight for freedom." Well, you, Anna, didn't spill blood. You never saw combat duty. Your husband did, but you need to tell him to stop wearing his medals on his suit. It isn't done. It's incorrect.
All right, Roger, I know you got to go, but we got to go to break. I want to ask you about the Democrats saying counterterrorism is what they're running on, that white conservatives are the new terror threat, and how you see that playing out the next 295 days to the midterms, and how you think they're planning to counter the fact that a massive political realignment has.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit gocreon.com. That's GOCREON.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Segment with Roger Stone. I should have mentioned Mike Lindell of MyPillow. They've got him all over the news. He's a mastermind criminal with Jimmy Kimmel, saying he'll soon be in prison. He should be joining us. I love how we're all planning this overthrow of the U.S. government by having a bunch of people walk between the velvet ropes inside of the Capitol and a few people get in fights with cops. It was not good. We don't endorse it. But the idea that that's how we'd stage a coup... No, we'd stage it by getting voters awake to vote their ass out like we did in 2016. That's what we do. But, Roger, please, 295 days out, handicap the 2022 midterm so key and what dirty tricks you think the left are going to pull, because they're obviously running on their opposition or terrorist. Even Mitch McConnell had to come out last week and say, responding to Biden, you're now saying the Republican Party is the domestic enemy. So it's pretty clear that I think we're entering the season of false flags as a before October surprise. What do you think?
Well, their real problem is they have no issue to run on. They certainly can't run on gasoline prices. They can't run on the abundance of food. They can't run on their stellar foreign policy victories around the globe. So they have to run on some kind of false flag issue. My guess is that you will have a new pandemic of some kind, which will require that no in-person voting can be done at all, and all voting will have to take place by mail. That's my That's my doomsday scenario. I think that is what they will try. Whether the American people will put up with that, or whether the states will adhere to it, is a large open question. They cannot win based on the numbers today. I read an excellent study recently showing that among Hispanic voters, for the first time ever in American history, they divide evenly between those who favor Republicans and those who favor Democrats. Joe Biden promised us civility would return to politics. Instead, all he has done is deify anyone who disagrees with him as a traitor or a domestic terrorist. No, we have a constitutionally guaranteed right to disagree with you. We have a constitutionally guaranteed right to speak in opposition to what you say. We have a constitutionally guaranteed right to gather in groups and agree with each other. We do not advocate violence. We do not validate lawlessness. You're the one who uses those things. I want to know more about this poor woman who was murdered in the tunnel between the U.S. Capitol and the Senate office building. I want to know the name of the officer who killed her in cold blood, who bludgeoned her with a nightstick. Are you proud of this, Joe Biden? Are you proud of this, Nancy? I find it repugnant. The only people who died on January 6th were unarmed Trump supporters. And when CNN says it was the bloodiest day in American history, it shows you what we all know. Nothing reported by CNN is true. As you know, I don't get my news from CNN the same reason I don't eat out of the toilet. But who would have thought that Chris Cuomo would be gone from CNN and Don Lemon has is put halfway out the door, I assure you. We need the truth about Roseanne Boyland and her death. Every single American needs to see this horrific video. This woman was stomped and beaten to death in cold blood. That is not all right in America. No police officer has the right to do this. A grand jury needs to be charged. A special counsel should be appointed. If it isn't done by this one, it will be done by the next one. She cannot have died in vain. It's just wrong.
Well, it's a terrible situation and very, very sad. Roger, I know you have to follow these lawsuits, and so do I. I'm not a litigious person, but I have to start suing the people that are saying Alex Jones, mastermind, will soon be in jail for attacking the Capitol because, I mean, it's a lie. And you talk about defamation with malice aforethought, intent to do harm. They say, we want him in jail for 50 years. We never want to see him again. And then lie about me and then show footage of us months before in the Georgian Capitol in Georgia going in with Vernon Jones and getting everybody, you know, the cops are like, don't be loud. We're like, okay, yes, sir. And we get the whole crowd and take our photo all peacefully. And we did it a bunch of other places. And then they use those shots and say, here they are training in the days before in the Capitol, in the U.S. Capitol. And these people, we send them letters and tell them, and they go, screw you, we're going to keep saying it. And these are so-called leftist journalists. Well, they're going to get sued. I'm not going to say the names, but they know who they are. The lawyers are across the street reading all their Substack stuff, all of it. So I'm going to sue big national people, and I'm going to sue the mid-level people because they got to learn. You're not going to lie about me, try to put me in prison, you little jerks, just because you get off on it. You're going to pay.
You know, it's funny, Alex. Several times during the coronavirus, there were times when I started coughing, and I just couldn't stop. It was spasmodic. I couldn't stop coughing. It was really horrific. But there was one time when I started laughing, and I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah.
It's when the fact checkers at Politico said that Ray Epps is not an FBI informant. I couldn't stop laughing. I just couldn't stop laughing. Be very clear. Nothing reported on CNN is accurate or true. Absolutely nothing. Now, some people are going to be among those getting sued, and they're going to pay up because none of them can prove. But Ray Epps is, without any question, a Russian informant. And the fact that Politico says otherwise is absolute stone-cold legal proof that he is. Hey, Epps, sue me. Come on, sue me. I'll prove it in court. Want to go that way? I'll go that way, too. But, Alex, this is a change for me. I'm tired of being on defense. I'm tired of having to come on here in InfoWars and beg for people to support my legal defense to defend myself. Now help me go on the attack. Now help me go after these people, drag these mangy, unbathed, disgusting leftists into a courtroom and sue them and make them pay for what they have done to me and my family. Once again, this month, we're going to be short because I'm still fighting 11 baseless, groundless harassment, but highly sensationalized lawsuits. Now it's your turn. To any journalist or activist who wants to say in a public forum that I'm a Russian traitor or that I was involved in any way in any illegal activity on January 6th, you will get a lawsuit. Laugh it up all you want. See you boys in court.
Roger Stone, StoneDefenseFund.com. Thank you, Roger. We really appreciate it. And I'm glad you're getting better.
God bless you, Alex. Thanks for having me. The fight continues.
Absolutely. All right, let me just say this before Mike Lindell comes up. Roger's not perfect. I'm not perfect. Mike Lindell's not perfect. Trump's not perfect. But I can tell you this. We're the men in the arena. And we're being attacked, and examples are being made out of us because we are in the arena for you. Because, you see, I'm not stupid. I know if my children are going to have a good future, yours got to have one. My promotion of your freedoms and your liberties is because I am a selfish person. And of course, it's instinctive. I have agape. I have brotherly love. I care about everybody. I love people. I'm a giving person. But that's the mindset. I actually care about people. But if you look at society and civilization, it's that type of attitude that builds a civilization. Not one of let's screw everybody over. Let's be cheats. Let's be liars. So I'm in the fight of my life right now, and I've got to file a law. I don't just have to defend these lawsuits that are rigged in certain courses with certain cases, and it's all political. We can sue in other jurisdictions that aren't, and we can win, and we've got it cut and dry that I didn't plan the attack on the Capitol or all this stuff. We've got to file a few of those, but that's not what I really need the money for. I need money to keep this operation going and to fight the Democrats that are trying to shut us down. So that's why I say go to InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll free 888-253-3139. And yeah, we're supposed to end the sale last Thursday. Hopefully today I'll get the time to cut the new ads for some products that came back in. But Vita Mineral Fusion is selling out probably today. X is going to sell out by the end of the week. They're both still 50% off, and Vita Mineral Fusion sale will end today. 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. And then yes, we're going to have soon back on the site Winter Sun. And we also got a bunch of other key stuff that's been sold out for 7 months because the supply chain breakdown's back. It's been back for a couple of weeks. I've just been so busy I haven't got ads for it or put it on the shopping cart. So I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. Without you, we would not be here. We'll never back down. We'll never give up, but we could give out. Also, get COVIDland Part 2, The Mask, and get two of my films free, The Order of Death and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. That sale's going to end in 2 weeks. We'll be right back with hour number three.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.